Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Jivanagaur Haridas Prabhuji to enlightening us on the topic of on the glories of Bala Baladeva Vidya Bhushan Ganga Mata Goswami, Jivan Mukunda Datta, Sridhara Pandit and Sri Shyamananda Prabhuji. So Prabhuji, thank you so much for joining us this morning and enlightening on this topic, Prabhuji. Dandvartanam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Over to you, Prabhuji. Please.
Thank you, Padma Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Please take out the
call. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Nananjana Salakaya Saksurun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namavo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashatyate Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, welcome to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis to hear about the glorious pastimes of Baladeva Vidya Bhushan, Mukunda Datta, Ganga Mata Goswamini, Golavecha Sridhara and Shyamananda Pandit. So we'll be first seeing about the glorious pastimes of Shyamananda Pandit. Shyamananda Pandit, we all know that along with the Rasikananda Prabhu, he spearheaded the preaching movement at Utkal, the present day Odisha. Shyamananda Pandit was born with the empowerment to preach at Odisha. So he was born to Krishna Mandal and Durika Mataji. And they had many sons and daughters who died at the early age. Then he was later born. So they named him Dukki, meaning that the person who is miserly. And this is the place, this is the tree under which Shyamananda Pandit took birth. So he took birth in a place called as Darendra Bahadurpo. These are all covered in Gauramandal Yatra. So it is now in the Midnapur district, but previously it was with Odisha. And near to this tree, to the right hand side, we are seeing a murti. That murti is none other than mother of Shyamananda Pandit, Durika. So glorious parents, Krishna Mandal and Durika. Shyamananda Pandit, as we know, he had three names. The parents gave him the name Dukki. Then the spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, gave him the name Krishnadas. And then later, Srimati Radharani gave him the name Shyamananda, which was then under Jiva Goswami, it was authorized. So like three names, Dukki, Krishnadas, and finally, Shyamananda Pandit. Pandit was given by Jiva Goswami. Rohini Gram, that is the birthplace of Rasikananda Prabhu, and Darendra Bahadurpu is the birthplace of Shyamananda Pandit. So, Odia, those times, he didn't have any reputation because mostly by the influence of Kali Yuga, Yavanas, Mlechas, the ruling king, they were looting, they were plunderers. So Odisha didn't have any good name. So that's why Shyamananda Pandit and Rasikananda Prabhu, they did vigorous preaching here. Vigorous preaching means giving causeless mercy. Causeless mercy means people don't cry to get love for Krishna, but they inundated the whole of Odisha with love for Krishna. And this is the birthplace of Shyamananda Pandit. And also the worshipable deity of Shyamananda Pandit, which we are seeing. Radha Krishna, Gaurani time, and also we are seeing the murti of Shyamananda Pandit. So at the young age, he studied grammar, logic, literature, and then he surpassed in all departments of education. Father, mother, they were very happy. And then taking permission from their parents, he told that I want to see my spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, who is at Ambika Kalna. And then he came alone from this part of Odisha to Ambika Kalna, which is near to Navadip Shantipur. And then, just by seeing at the first glance of his spiritual master, Shyamananda Pandit, prostrated before Hridaya Chaitanya Das at Ambika Kalna, and then Hridaya Chaitanya Das could understand the eternal identity, the spiritual identity. Shyamananda Pandit is none other than Kanaka Manjari. His spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, is none other than Sudhira Manjari. Hridaya Chaitanya Das' spiritual master is Gauridas Pandit. He is none other than Subala. And then Shyamananda Pandit, disciple, Rasikananda Prabhu. He is also Vishnu Tattva, Aniruddha. So he took initiation from Hridaya Chaitanya Das at Ambika Kalna. Then he remained there for some time. Then he also got the order from his spiritual master that you should go and then preach vigorously at Odisha. Shyamananda Pandit developed a greed desire to visit Vrindavan. So from there he also went to Vrindavan. So when he went to Vrindavan, Shyamananda Pandit came under the close orbit of Jiva Goswami and Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami is none other than Kasturi Manjari, Jiva Goswami is Vilasa Manjari, and Shyamananda Pandit is Kanaka Manjari, all Manjaris. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, he was residing at Radhakund. So he had a nice association. And under the guidance of Jiva Goswami, Shyamananda Pandit took further Bhakti Shastra courses along with Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasa Acharya, who was already studying under Jiva Goswami. So at that time, Jiva Goswami, he gave a specific service to Shyamananda Pandit to clean the Kanana Kunja at Niduvan. It's a great service, a humble and menial service to clean those holy places, because it is the eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna along with the eternal associates. So it was a multi-guru system. Multi-guru system existed. As Shyamananda Pandit Guru was Hridaya Chaitanya Das, Narottam Das Thakur Guru was Lokanath Goswami, and Srinivasa Acharya Guru was Gopala Bhatta Goswami. But they were very intimate, but Guru is different. Guru Tattva means one. If disciples understand this Sishya Tattva, then they will not quarrel, my Guru, your Guru. Guru Tattva is one. He can come in many forms to deliver his disciples. And in Bhakti Ratnakar, how much they were dear to each other and how they were observed in Raja pastimes is clearly depicted. So these three personalities, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit and Srinivasa Acharya, they were sharing the mellows of devotional service. Raganuga Bhava, Nagatmika Bhakti with their spiritual mentor, Jiva Goswami. So their life at Vrindavan had a nice transformation. And Shyamananda Pandit, he had a bhajan kutir at Vrindavan. So he performed 12 years bhajan inside a bhajan kutir. Actually, they mostly the associates of Lord Chaitanya, their activities are inconceivable. The reason, because internally, 24 hours a day, with their Siddha Deha Swarupa, they are serving Radha Krishna. But at the same time, externally, with the full consciousness, they are alert and they do all preaching activity meticulously, rather than a materialist could do. Materialist just get absorbed in material things. But for the purpose of preaching, externally also, they are very, very meticulous in their planning. And internally also, they were engaged in Radha Krishna Bhajan Seva. So this is the place, this is underground. Because they think that actually the outside world is a disturbance to their bhakti. That's why they don't even disclose their identity. So the pastimes was continuing like this. Then Shyamananda Pandit, while cleaning the kunja, he again found a golden anklet which was studded with sapphire. It was glittering. Just by coming near to that golden anklet, he was completely immersed in trance, ecstasy, because it is the golden anklet of Srimati Radharani. So Shyamananda Pandit, that's why cleaning, especially making facilities for the Lordship as well as for the devotees to enjoy, is a great service, which every devotee should aspire to do. In Dwaraka, we see that all the princes of Lord Krishna, they were engaged in menial service. Though they had many thousands of maid servant, they personally cleaned the palace where Lord Krishna was residing. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to often stress that our desire should be to become a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. So such wonderful service was done by Shyamananda Pandit. And what is the fruit of this menial service? Actually, when we do menial service to Krishna, Krishna reveals to us. That is the secret. If a person comes to the temple and if we give them a menial service, take a broom and then clean the temple, the person who understands the Siddhanta, the devotional mode, he doesn't hesitate and he immediately starts to clean the temple. It may not be noticed because it is a very meek, humble service. But definitely one can get the attention of Krishna. And how did Shyamananda Pandit get benefit out of this seva? Though he is eternally associated with Radha Krishna, he is giving us a lesson. When we do menial service, we may read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavadam, chant, and many devotional aspects we can do. But when we do it in a humble mood, Krishna reveals us to us. That is the secret. This is the secret of bhajan, doing a menial service. So, and for that, the transparent medium was this golden anklet belt, which was glittering at Nidhuva. So immediately, it got the attention of Shyamananda Pandit. And this is the exact place where the golden anklet bell called Manjugosh was found. Still, even if we go to Vrindavan, we can find this place. And there is also important pastime associated with this. Because when Shyamananda Pandit found the jewel, then actually another turnout incident happened. Lalita Shakhi, in the disguise of an old Brahmin lady, came to Shyamananda Pandit searching for the golden anklet belt. And there was an argument happening between Shyamananda Pandit and Lalita Shakhi in the form of a Brahmin lady, that he wanted to give the golden anklet belt only to the rightful owner. And Lalita Shakhi was in the verge of defeat, and immediately Srimati Radharani appeared there. When Srimati Radharani appeared there, immediately Shyamananda Pandit immediately gave the golden anklet bell to Srimati Radharani's lotus hand. It just fell immediately. And then Radharani was pleased. And then we all know that Shyamananda Pandit, he had a male form, but he had a spiritual form, Manjari form. Then immediately he took a bath at Radhakund. Then he immediately transformed as a Kanaka Manjari. Manjaris, aged about 70, 80 years. They are always associated with the service of the gopis, the primary gopis. And the primary gopis are intimately associated to Srimati Radharani. We all know that how Narada, when he took a Digat Kund, then he transformed himself as Naradiya Gopi. Like that here, Shyamananda Pandit changed himself into Kanaka Manjari due to the service which he gave to Srimati Radharani. Radharani was pleased, and with the same golden anklet, she placed a Nupur Tilak in the forehead of Kanaka Manjari. And when Shyamananda Prabhu again transformed from the Kanaka Manjari to his form, again the tilak remained permanent. So in the middle portion we can see a tilak, that is actually the tilak of the Shyamananda Sampradaya. We just put a tilak which comes in the U shape, but there we can see the tilak in the V shape, and there will be a small dot on it. So this is the Shyamananda Sampradaya tilak. Shyamananda Sampradaya is also part of Gaudiya Sampradaya only. But since it was personally put by the lotus hand of Srimati Radharani into the forehead of Shyamananda Pandit, it remained permanent, and also the name Shyamananda appeared. So this news that Shyamananda has changed his Sampradaya, this news started to spread in all directions, and definitely it reached the ears of his spiritual master Hridaya Chaitanya Das. So here, Shyamananda Pandit's service was highly appreciated by Srimati Radharani along with their dear associate. And at that time, Srimati Radharani, we can find in her hand, from her lotus heart, immediately came the manifestation of Shyam Sundar deity. And then she gave the deity to Shyamananda Pandit in the form of Kanaka Manjari. And again, Shyamananda Pandit had the deity, and he worshipped this deity, Shyam Sundar deity, in his bhajan kote, which was dug underground. So this is an unique deity at Vrindavan, the seven famous Goswami temples of Vrindavan, Radha, Shri Shri Radha, Shyam Sundar. What is the speciality of this deity? That this deity got manifested from the lotus heart of Srimati Radharani. We hear many, many such a glorious pastime. Srimati Radharani is Prema Swarupani, full of love for Krishna. And from lotus heart, Shyam Sundar deity got manifested means how merciful and how beautiful should be this Shyam Sundar deity. So Shyamananda Pandit, in his bhajan kotir, in his manjari form, received the Shyam Sundar deity, and he started to worship the deity. So beautiful, Radha Shyam Sundar. Whenever devotees go to this temple, they make parikrama at least four times. What is the reason of performing parikrama of temple four times? It represents upper planetary system, the middle earth, and also the lower planetary system, and also circumambulating Vaikuntha. So that's why generally devotees, they circumambulate Vishnu temple, Krishna temple four times, not three times. That is the significance. So this is the unique deity which got manifested from the lotus heart of Srimati Radharani. So beautiful, Shyam Sundar deity. One of the famous seven Goswami temples at Vrindavan. Maybe for this reason or the other, Srila Prabhupada also named Radha Krishna deity in our Krishna Balaram Mandir as Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar. So the news started to spread in all directions. So Hridaya Chaitanya Das, along with his disciples, the Mahantas and Gopals, they came from Ambika Kalna to Vraja to see the disciple, whether he has deviated from the Sampradaya. Again, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, he started to rub the tilak of Shyamananda Pandit. It disappeared, then again it appeared. It disappeared and again it appeared. So this was witnessed by Mahantas, because the Mahantas, they are all who all run the monastery. They all witnessed this wonderful transcendental incident. And then this was also revealed to Jiva Goswami, who later then imparted the title Pandit. For Narottam Das Thakur, he gave the title Thakur. For Srinivasa, Jiva Goswami gave the title Acharya. So, Srimati Radharani's grace was revealed to Shyamananda Pandit. Already just for a glimpse of Hridaya Chaitanya Das, there was also a Gaurapurnima festival which was held regularly at Ambika Kalna. His spiritual master is Gauridas Pandit. He went for giving invitation, but he came late. But at that time, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, he also made some arrangement for Gaurapurnima festival. And when this incident was told to his spiritual master, he got angry and then he chastised his disciple Hridaya Chaitanya Das, "You should no longer remain here." So there was two Gaurapurnima festival held at Ambika Kalna, one held at the Sripat of Gauridas Pandit and one being held under a banyan tree at the shore of the Ganges. So naturally, many people as a picnic, they came to the shore of the Ganges under a banyan tree. And when bhoga was to be offered, when the screen was opened, Gauridas Pandit found no Gaur Nitai deities there. Then he took a stick and he knew that where they were dancing, and then seeing Gauridas Pandit Subala, who was in talking terms with Gaur Nitai, they got feared. And then they entered into the heart of Hridaya Chaitanya Das. So already Hridaya Chaitanya Das was very, very intimately related to Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. But here he was appreciating how intimately his disciple Shyamananda Pandit has got the grace of Srimati Radharani. So such a wonderful incident happened here. So now Shyamananda Pandit was worshipping alone the Shyamsunda deity under his under the ground for many years. So can Srimati Radharani remain alone? Then she became self-manifested at the treasury of the king of Rajasthan. And then due to the divine arrangement, by coming into the dream of the king, she got united with Shyam Sundar at Vrindavan. So this is how Shyam Sundar is a deity getting manifested from the lotus heart of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani deity is Suyambhu, in the sense that she got self-manifested. Coming from Rajasthan all along the way, again getting united with Shyam Sundar at Vrindavan. Such are the glorious pastime. So wonderful deity, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. And also, we all know that when we go to the Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar temple at Vrindavan, generally devotees, they circumambulate the temple minimum 4 times. There are many phalastuti given, but for devotees, the phalastuti is to develop faith and devotion to Lord Krishna. That is the only thing. And here in Krishna Balaram temple also, we can see Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. I think should be in the year around like 1971, like that, when this deity, Srimati Radharani, was coming from Jaipur to our temple at Raman Reddy Road. From Mathura, there will be a Chattikara Road and there will be a turning to Raman Reddy, to the present day Krishna Balaram temple. So it should be around in the midnight time, like 1 o'clock. At the time when the tractor came to Raman Reddy Road, immediately hundreds of peacocks, nowhere, it came before the tractor, side of the tractor, behind the tractor, and then with their feathers, all the hundreds of peacocks were dancing. From nowhere, hundreds of monkeys, they also came before the tractor, behind the tractor, making a special noises. And then many birds, apart from that, many, many hundreds of cows and calves, and then gazing at each other, making a special noise. So Srimati Radharani, Prabhupada used to say, which we see at Vrindavan, we want to see Srimati Radharani directly, sakshat, same deity we are seeing here. So along with all her paraphernalia, because Radharani, she has his own paraphernalia. So even when she came from Rajasthan to Vrindavan, how she came with all her paraphernalia, we can know. I think one Mataji I know. The Mataji was doing flower garland seva to Srimati Radharan for many years. Immediately, she, I think at the last stage, it should be by the age of 65, she got cancer. And then she one day told to her sister, Srimati Radharani is calling me. The next day she left the body. You know, we all know that Vraja, that is under the jurisdiction of Srimati Radharani. Whatever little service one do, how Radha Krishna reciprocates. I think one more Mataji was wonderfully decorating the deities of Sri Radha Krishna. And the spiritual master came and then he was seeing the beauty of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and then was telling, when you go to the spiritual world, you will be received by Radha Krishna with the same dress which you have put now. So they are all reciprocating deities, all the deities in ISKCON. We should only have a firm faith by serving these wonderful personalities. We are sure to have personal association with them by the grace of the spiritual master, that Ashabandha should be there. So under the underground bhajan kutir, Shyamananda Pandit was performing devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, and this continued for few years. Then the time came, Muhurta was fixed. The books written by the six Goswamis, mostly by Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they have to be transported to Gauramandal under the order of Janava Devi in order for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta to be spread far and wide. So Srinivasa Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, they took permission of the Goswamis and then they started their bulla cart. And then we all know that when they arrived at Vana Vishnupur, which was ruled by Bir Hambir, he got the news that some valuable treasures are there inside the bulla cart. Then he sent a people and then they actually stole it. Actually, this is the real treasure. The real treasure is only the books of Krishna. And then we all know that Srinivasa Acharya told to Shyamananda Pandit, now you go to Odisha and preach, and also to Narottam Das Thakur, you go to Keturi and preach. I will somehow or other find the book. Then he transformed the king Bir Hambir, because Odisha didn't have a good reputation because the king himself was a plunderer. Yavanas, Mlechas, thieves, dacoits, Mayavadis, atheists, the kings. So in this area, Shyamananda Pandit and Rasikananda Prabhu, they were preaching at Odisha. Then Shyamananda Pandit, when he was at Vrindavan, Krishna instructed him, now go to Utkal, Odisha, and you will find a partner. The partner name is Rasikananda Prabhu. You can do vigorous preaching there. Because Odisha, due to the Kali influence, people dare not to go there. We all know that Jagai Madai, they were delivered by Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Nityananda, but they didn't commit any Vaishnava Aparada, they didn't kill Vaishnavas. But here Shyamananda Pandit was so merciful, he did vigorous preaching, distributing causeless mercy, that there was a king called Udandarai who killed more than 700 Vaishnavas. He even delivered them. So how merciful Shyamananda Pandit should be. So Shyamananda Pandit, so he was both ordered by the spiritual master to preach at because that was the first instruction he got from Hridaya Chaitanya Das. The same instruction was also he received from Krishna. So the spiritual master instruction is non-different from Krishna. So Shyamananda Pandit, again he came and then met Rasikananda Prabhu at Ghantashila, the king of Ghantashila. Shyamananda Pandit, in one incident, actually he was sitting along with Rasikananda Prabhu and then there was Bhagavatam class. Rasikananda Prabhu, he was hearing Bhagavatam but his head alone turned somewhere. Then immediately with his lotus feet, he kicked Rasikananda Prabhu twice. So it means the instruction is that there should be rapt attention, pin drop silence. Now the pin drop silence has all gone to the classroom, but actually it is applicable mainly to Harikatha, Krishna Katha. So much importance should be given. And also just by hearing, all the misconceptions that are in the heart get removed. That get removed only when we hear the Krishna Katha, Hari Katha with a rapt attention. So much importance was given by Rasikananda Prabhu and Shyamananda Pandit to Srimad Bhagavatam. So this pastime was enacted through Rasikananda Prabhu. Like Nityananda Prabhu kicked the chest of Shivananda Sen. He was very happy to get the kick, because Brahma and Shiva, they are meditating to get the lotus feet dust from Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, which Shivananda Prabhu got it quickly. So whenever we are chastised by the spiritual master, we should think that we are the most fortunate. And one who isn't chastised should think that he is the lowest fallen soul. So then Rasikananda Prabhu, he took Shyamananda Pandit to his house at Ghantashila. So he was married Rasikananda Prabhu. And then his wife name was Icha Devi. Then after getting initiated, the name was Shyamadasi. And there was also a daughter for Rasikananda Prabhu, Devaki, who was immediately attracted by the effulgence and also the devotion of Shyamananda Pandit. Then, because Rasikananda Prabhu is his disciple, his wife is also his initiated disciple. Then along with Rasikananda Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu told, come on, we will go to Odisha to preach. Then they also went to a person called Damodara Pandit. Damodara Pandit, he is non-different from a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. He was having only faith on yoga. So he received Shyamananda Pandit. But behind his house courtyard, he went there for doing yoga meditation. At that time, a sudden scene appeared before his eyes that Shyamananda Prabhu in his eternal form, he was serving Krishna with the tambula, betel nuts giving. Then immediately he came to know the identity of Shyamananda Pandit. And when he came to Shyamananda Pandit directly, Shyamananda Pandit told that, have you seen any miracle? Then immediately Damodara Pandit surrendered at the lotus feet of Damodara Pandit, and then he took up the path of Krishna Bhakti, also getting initiated from Shyamananda Pandit. So like that, many kings who all came under the orbit of Shyamananda Pandit, they all surrendered unto his lotus feet, taking initiation. So in one way, Rasikananda Prabhu and Shyamananda Pandit, they were making Krishna conscious revolution into many, many millions of people. And Udanda Roy, he was also non-exceptional, because generally Vaishnava aparat is most grievous thing. But Udanda Roy, who killed even more than 700 Vaishnavas, he was delivered by Shyamananda Pandit. So he confessed and then he took initiation. So in the Gaudiya Sampradaya and all the Vaishnava Sampradaya, confessing is very, very important thing. Regretting. If something wrong is done, we have to regret. Then we should not commit the mistake. Many mistakes are committed by Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, without knowing that it is actually a sin, or sometimes it is an offense. But once coming to know it is wrong, they should avoid it, and at the same time, they should regret for the past misdeed, and this will immediately purify them. And in Rajkot, Orissa, because actually Prabhupada says miracles are for the foolish, there was one Mayavadi sannyasi. So these personalities, they were also delivering many Mayavadi sannyasis. He was ridiculing Shyamananda Pandit as a pretender. So naturally, many people are delivered. So will Shyamananda Pandit not deliver this Mayavadi sannyasi? Then by the arrangement of the providence, a crocodile started to come in front of Shyamananda Pandit. It offered prostrated obeisances. It took shelter and also got initiated from Shyamananda Pandit. Crocodile getting initiated. We all know in Godrumadev, one crocodile came and then touched the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and got delivered. But here we can see crocodile getting initiated by coming, and then see how the body of a crocodile got getting delivered. Such are the beautiful pastimes of Shyamananda Pandit. And there were three princes at Ghantashila, Bagrai and Keshiyadi. They all took initiation from Shyamananda Pandit. Generally, the princes, they are generally attached to materialistic life because they have a beautiful kingdom, young age. Who will take up the path of bhakti? But when Shyamananda Pandit came to every kingdom, even the newly married princes, they got attracted to Shyamananda Pandit and they took blessings from him and also they got initiated. So many princes, why not? So like Mahaprabhu was chanting at the Jharikhanda forest, making all the wild elements to chant and dance. Rasikananda Prabhu was also doing the same because he is empowered by his spiritual master and also by Krishna. So Shyamananda Pandit, he delivered a crocodile. He initiated a crocodile. Rasikananda Prabhu, he initiated an elephant. We all know that when Ahmad Beg challenged Rasikananda Prabhu, if you can tame this wild elephant, then I will accept your worshipable God Narayana as the supreme. Then he tamed this elephant. It offered prostrated obeisances 108 times. Rasikananda Prabhu was chastising this elephant. Why are you wasting this form of life? Krishna is our father, mother, life and treasure. Dedicate your life in chanting his holy name and worshipping him. Don't waste your life. So we can all see the miracles. The Shyamananda Pandit and Rasikananda Prabhu, they did many miracles, many miraculous preaching. And it is very unlimited. So they were moving like this transcendental personality from one village to another village, preaching throughout the province of Odisha. And finally, like many places they preached. So like the birthplace is Darendra Bahadurpur. Shyamananda Pandit's final pastime was at Kanupur, which is almost like 1.5 hours travel from Ramuna. It is also called as Narasinghapur, and we can also find the worshipable deities of Shyamananda Pandit, Radha Krishna. Then we can also see the beautiful form of Gaur Nittai. He stayed here for some time. They are great personalities, but they enacted the pastime of becoming old age. This is also the Shripad, the residence of Shyamananda Pandit. And this is also the deity, worshipable deity of Shyamananda Pandit, Shri Shri Radha Mohanji. And this deity also performed a wonderful pastime that this deity was directly engaging in plowing the fields around the temple. And when the morning, the pujari came and then saw the deity, there was a flute missing, but the deity's hand was full of mud, then he could understand that this deity had done plowing for many, many acres of field, hundreds of acres. One time at Sri Sri Radha Govinda temple at Kolkata, the flute was misplaced upside down. And one disciple went to Prabhupada saying this. Then Prabhupada told, don't worry, Krishna can play his flute anyway, upside down or either in the straight way. So such are the pastimes. Because these are all the personal worshipable deity of Shyamananda Pandit. And this is the Samadhi of Shyamananda Pandit and also the Padukas that we can also see here. And this place, Kanupur, this is called as Gupta Vrindavan. Shyamananda Pandit, he got birth in a Vaishya family. So again, he at last came here because this Kanupur is a Gupta Vrindavan, means it's a hidden Vrindavan where a lot of cows, they used to graze here. And there is also your Radha Kunda here, Kanupur. As I told earlier, many Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda got manifested here, one at Govardhan, one at Chaitanya Math, Mayapur, Ritudvip, Mayapur, then Keturi, Gaurangabari, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Bangladesh, Srinathji, Rajasthan. Here at Kanupur also, Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda is also there. Because these Manjaris, their eternal service revolves only around Radha Kunda. Radharani in liquid form is Radha Kunda. Like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati, Thakur, Nayana Manjari. The Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda got manifested at the Chaitanya Math, Mayapur. So similarly here when Shyamananda Pandit was engaged in his devotional bhajan, Radha Kund got manifested. So we should understand that how intimately they are related to Radha Krishna. So just by hearing about their pastimes, meditating on them, and then chanting their holy name, we are sure to, by their grace, we are sure to reach the eternal service of Radha Krishna by the grace of all these Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. There should be no doubt on that. So we can also see the Paduka of the Shyamananda Pandit. And Tarendra Bahadurpo, a small temple is there. And this is actually Durika, mother of Shyamananda Pandit, mother Samadhi. So like how we glorify Sachi Mata, mother of Nimai. Shyamananda Pandit did many miracles. But who was that fortunate mother to bear him as a golden child? None other than Durika. And like in Vrindavan, that is Yamuna, Mayapur, Navadip, Ganga. And here in Odisha, there is a famous river called as Suvarnarekha River. Along the shore of this river only, this Rohini Gram, the birthplace of Rasikananda Prabhu, and also the many pastime places where Rasikananda Prabhu and Shyamananda Prabhu enacted were mostly in the shore of this river, Suvarnarekha. And this is also the place Gopi Vallapur, the headquarters of Rasikananda Prabhu. On the request of Rasikananda Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu came here. They did great bhajan kirtan here. And then there was a beautiful Radha Krishna deity, and that deity name was given as Gopi Vallabharai by Shyamananda Pandit, that was worshipped by Rasikananda Prabhu. So mesmerizing deity. And for Vaishnava Seva, only if we go to Gopi Vallapur, we can understand what is the mood to serve a Vaishnava. So still the dynasty, monastery, the descendants of the king, they are taking charge of this mutt. So when we went to that, almost actually our lunchtime was fixed somewhere around 1:30 p.m. in the noon. But we reached there only by 4:30. Till the time, the head of the monastery was waiting for us. He told that, and they were serving prasad like in a king's palace, how it would be served. No one can forget the hospitality which we received at the Gopi Vallapur. He told that the devotees were glorifying him, that they are all coming under Shyamananda Sampradaya, and they were glorifying the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, how they are Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, how they have done wonderful task, and all the devotees, how they are fortunate enough to be in the disciplic succession. So such type of vigorous preaching happened everywhere. Gopi Vallapur is the headquarter. Rasikananda Prabhu, pastime, that is separate. So then we will also see about the famous pastimes of Kolavecha Sridhara. Kolavecha Sridhara, because actually, generally the tendency is that when we do some activity to the Supreme Lord, the tendency is to expect some opulence. But actually for bhakti, opulence is not at all required. And that has to be illustrated. No, that was illustrated by Kolavecha Sridhara, the famous banana seller, selling banana flowers, banana stem, banana leaves, like that. He was very poor, as we all know that. His house, known as Sridharangan, is behind Rajapur Jagannath Temple. Every year during Navadi Pandal Parikrama, devotee gather here, and also they enact the pastimes of Kolavecha Sridhara. How actually this personality, Kolavecha Sridhara, in Krishna Leela is Kusuma Sava, who used to make fun laughing with Krishna. So here actually, apparently, Kolavecha Sridhara, it seemed that he was suffering from poverty. But actually, he was satisfied with his present living condition. And even when Lord Chaitanya offered him the boon, do you want to become the king of earth? Do you want to become the king of heaven? Do you want to get liberated? He denied all these requests. He told that I only want strong faith and unflinching devotion at your lotus feet. And I'm happy with my condition. Because his house condition, Kolavecha Shedra, the hut had many holes. When a person sleeps there, they could see only multi-star residence. But he was very happy with that. He was happy that, what is the difference that a king living in the palace and also a bird living in the nest? Time is going to finish their karma. But what remains eternal is devotional service to Lord Krishna. And actually, contented life is very, very important in devotional life. Prabhupada says, no. Attachment to materialistic thing and attachment to Krishna goes ill together. It doesn't depend. Sometimes maybe a devotee may be born in an aristocratic family, or sometimes due to the will of the providence by the desire of Krishna, they may be born poor, but that doesn't matter. What matter is devotion to Krishna. And actually, who is actually poor? A person who doesn't have devotion to Krishna is actually poor, though he may have crores and crores of rupees. And he was living a contented life. Contented life means whatever necessity I need to advance in Krishna consciousness is given to me by Krishna. So I should be very happy with that. Even if the opulences get increased or decreased, that should not bother a devotee. You should bother whether I am doing attentive chanting, meticulous way of hearing Krishna Katha, doing devotional service, following the orders of the spiritual master. You should be concerned only with these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was enacting his Sankirtan pastime. So he was part of this Kolavecha Sridhara. But devotees didn't take attention of him because he was like a banana seller. Only when Lord Chaitanya enacted his Mahaprakasha Leela, calling every devotee, he ordered the devotee to bring Kolavecha Sridhara in front of him. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing different forms to the different devotees as per their aspiration. When Kolavecha Sridhara was brought, he requested that this Balanimai form, who daily comes to steal my banana, should always be manifested in my heart. That is actually the real Christujual devotion. And actually, this should be the prayer. Because if this is lost, if this is forgotten, then actually the tendency of the heart is to get attached to some material things. The broken pieces of glasses, which only makes the heart dry as well as weak. Hridaya daurbalya. So actually love for Krishna should get manifested in our heart, and thus it was enacted by Kolavecha Sridhara. His pastime is also a very amazing Kolavecha Sridhara. That actually material consideration actually doesn't get concerned with our spiritual advancement. That is the lesson which we can learn. He was given the boon, but he asked it only for love for Krishna. So the next one is Ganga Mata Goswamini. So she was the prince of Pudiya Rajbari at Bangladesh. Still the remnants of the building can be seen. Daughter of Naresh Narayan. But in the young age itself, she got detached from worldly things. She started her pilgrimage from Pudiya Rajbari, Bangladesh to Vrindavan, where she found her spiritual master, Haridas Pandit, not Haridas Thakur, Haridas Pandit. Gadadhara Pandit disciple is Anantacharya, Anantacharya disciple is Haridas Pandit. And then under his order, she did Madhukari, showing her renunciation and deep attachment to Krishna. Haridas Pandit ordered Ganga Mata Goswamini to go to Jagannath Puri and then live as a Kshetra Sanyasini. And in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we can understand that even the women, when they are empowered, they can also act as a spiritual master, like Ganga Mata Goswamini, Janavi Devi, and see. And then she came to Jagannath Puri, renouncing all her opulent riches and buildings. And then she came to the mutt of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya near to Sweta Ganga. She resided there. And then she wanted to go and then take bath at Ganga. Then Jagannath came in the dream and told her that you have to anyhow fulfill the vow of your spiritual master. No need to bother for that. Varuni will come at the dead end of the night. You come and then bath in Ganga. And then when she took bath, then she was actually swept away. And she was standing under the lotus feet of Jagannath. There was a tumultuous sound, and then the news spread to the king. She was arrested. Then Jagannath came in the dream and then chastised the king to release her and also to surrender to her and also to take initiation. Then the king also came regularly to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then donated some piece of land. And then the Salagram Sila, Radha Krishna deity from Jaipur, that also came here. They also came here to be worshipped under the supervision of Ganga Mata Goswamini. And so much pastime happened here in Sweta Ganga, which is not different from Ganga. Because Ganga wished to serve the Lord everywhere. So in order to serve Jagannath, Ganga also served in the form. There is also an underground tunnel from Sweta Ganga to Jagannath temple, which the king used at that time. There is no doubt that Ganga also serves Jagannath. So she was famous for Srimad Bhagavatam. And then her Bhagavatam became famous at Puri. So much pastime happened with the Ganga Mata Goswamini. And then we will be also seeing about the glorious pastime places of Mukunda Datta, which is in Pundarik Dham, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is called as Chattagram. Now this place is called as Chittagong. Mekalagram, there is a village near to that place is called as Chandhara. Chandhara is the place where Mukunda Datta was born. And there are worshipable deity Gaurni type. And in the left side, right hand side, we'll be seeing two personalities, Mukunda Datta, Vasudeva Datta, two beautiful singers in Krishna Leela. And his bhajan stali. We all see how the acharyas, they make a place isolated so that there is no public disturbance. Because the mellows are so deep that their identity as well as the worldly connection is only a hindrance. In spite of that, they are preaching vigorously to save us from this horrible effect of Kali Yuga. So we should appreciate the glories of that causeless mercy. So Mukunda Datta, we all know that when Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Navadeep, he just, Gadadhara Pandit was there. Gadadhara Pandit was wrongly thinking about the personality of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He is dressed so opulently and then chewing paan. So immediately Mukunda Datta, understanding the mind of Gadadhara Pandit, recited a verse how Krishna delivered Putana. Immediately hearing just one word of the sloka, he became in trance, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He then tore his shirt and then he started to behave like a crazy man, madman. Actually, there are only two types of crazy. Craziness to Krishna and craziness to materialistic thing. So this is how Vaishnava should act, how to save his friend. Because actually it's only a pastime. Gadadhara Pandit is a big exalted personality, Srimati Radharani in the form of Gadadhara Pandit. But the lesson which we have to learn is that we cannot judge a Vaishnava by their external appearance. They may be wealthy, still a great devotee. They may be in a poverty condition, still a great devotee. So we should not go to that judgment. And then Baladev Vidyabhushan is the Acharya for our Sampradaya, where he actually wrote Govinda Bhashya. So Baladev Vidyabhushan We all know that his birthplace is also in Ramana. We can also see the birthplace of Baladev Vidyabhushan. So he was born in Odia. And after coming in contact with the grand disciple of Rasikananda Prabhu, then he started to appreciate Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Then he came to Vrindavan. He was under the guidance of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was an old personality. At that time, there was a conflict at Jaipur that Ramanandis, the part of the Sri Sampradaya, they denied Gaudiya Vaishnavas to serve Radha Govindji, Radha Gopinathji, telling that actually Radharani is not authorized. How can she come and then take the place near to Krishna? There is no mention of her name in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then this Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava, is not authorized. They don't have any Bhagavata commentary, I mean the Bhashya. So like this, but the king was highly devoted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and then he sent a message to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So he empowered Baladev Vidyabhushan to go and then confront on behalf of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So in this place, which you are seeing now, that is called as Galtaji at Rajasthan, Jaipur, there was a ferocious debate between the Ramanandi Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, as well as with Baladev Vidyabhushan. No matter whatever point Baladev Vidyabhushan told, they all refuted, say that, where is commentary for that? Baladev Vidyabhushan was saying that Lord Chaitanya accepted Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the direct commentary of Vedanta Sutra, but they didn't accept. And immediately, Baladev Vidyabhushan told that, okay, I will write a commentary and then submit before to you. Then he went and then prayed to Radha Govindji. Radha Govindji appeared in the dream and then instructed, I will personally dictate to you, and when you present this commentary, no one can refute it. And then he did the same thing. Whatever Radha Govinda instructed, he wrote a beautiful commentary that is called as Govinda Bhashya. And when he presented this commentary before the Ramanandis, they were shell-shocked, they were stunned. They surrendered unto his lotus feet and they told that, we want to take initiation from you. But Baladev Vidyabhushan told that, you are all coming from the authorized Sampradaya, so re-initiating devotees from an authorized Sampradaya is an offense. And then, again, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were put to the deity seva, and then Radharani worship is still continuing at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir at Jaipur, and also the same at Radha Govindji. There are many devotees come here. The morning Mangalarati, several thousands of devotees come here to take Mangalarati. So much they are devoted here. Baladev Vidyabhushan, so he was the Acharya for Gaudiya Vaishnava, who wrote the Govinda Bhashya. And actually, through that Govinda Bhashya only, Gaudiya Vaishnava, it's a bona fide Sampradaya, was established. That was also recognized by Ramanandis. So such pastime happened in Galtaji, a wonderful place. Like in Rajasthan, we have Sri Sri Radha Govindji, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and then this Galtaji, and also one more Sri Sri Radha Madhav temple that is called as Kanaka Vrindavan. So all these pastimes took place. So much. One thing is sure, all these great personalities, you can understand that how they are intimately related to Radha Krishna, how they followed the order of the spiritual master. So by meditating on these instructions, by meditating on their pastime, we are sure to get purified. We should always pray to the lotus feet to give a pinch of a devotion which they have to Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you. If you have any comments, realization, doubts, you are free to ask. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. So many. pastimes of all the places and some pastimes of even devotees who are so doing such service and Krishna, Radha Krishna reciprocate with them. And such nice places, Prabhuji, as we are there. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Devotees, please, if you have any questions, please go ahead and unmute yourself and go ahead with the questions, please. Thank you. Shukar Krishna Prabhuji, you can.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu. Jivan Gaur Prabhu. Ungala paatha le santoshama irukku because we are from Chennai and Prabhu actually, he is actually surely from Gauranga Mahaprabhu's team. I have so much knowledge, in-depth knowledge. I heard him translations in Tamil, English. Prabhu, you are really 100% part of this group. Otherwise, so much knowledge nobody can get in this life. And you are encyclopedia Chaitanya Charitamrita. 100%. Prabhu, please keep blessing everybody that everybody gets some part of your mercy, everybody, Prabhu. Please. So nice. Rumba rumba sandosh marke. Wonderful, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Guru Gauranga Jayata. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Jai, Hare Krishna.
Any questions? Any other questions or anybody have any other questions or anything? Please go ahead, Mataji and Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Go ahead, Anta Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful pastimes with the virtual tour as usual. So it's really very good. Every time when you come, we have so many acharyas' life pastimes along with the devotees and along with the virtual tour. Very nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please give us your association every time. Hare Krishna.
Laltangi Mataji is also saying in the chat, yes, Prabhu, please bless us, follow in your example. So many pastimes and so nicely narrated, as if we are really there. Prabhuji, you are doing any yatras, Prabhuji, in November or something? I really want to come, Prabhu, and visit you.
Yeah, Krishna willing, we are planning to go to Vrindavan and Jaipur. So we are planning our number.
What dates, Prabhuji?
Maybe I will keep you posted to Samagauri Mataji. You can get the details.
Yes, Prabhuji, please, please do first. I'm planning to go into India if Krishna willing. So really want to do some yatras, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Such nice pastimes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Mancha Kalpa Tarubhya.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Please, Mataji, go ahead.
Prabhuji, can I ask questions?
Yes.
So who was the Kulavacha Sridhar in his past life?
So he was Kusuma Sava in Krishna Leela. Kusuma Sava is the Dwadasa Gopala. He is very intimately related to Krishna. He always used to have fun, entertaining pastime along the bank of Yamuna. So the same humorous he was enacting, though he was in a poverty-stricken condition, because daily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to him. And then they used to have a transcendental quarrel for 2 hours out of humor. And then snatching the goods from Kolavecha Sridhara and then exchanging beautiful, sweet words. Such a humorous pastime.
And Babuji, where is the temple, like Radha Shyam Sundar temple? Is it near Sevakunja or behind?
Yeah, it's hardly only a few kilometers from Krishna Balaram temple. All the six, seven Goswami temples are all only nearby.
Yeah.
It's all only nearby. Hardly 10 minutes distance from Krishna Balaram temple only.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, I don't remember I took darshan of Radha Shyam Sundar or not, but maybe
next time when you go, when you see the Shyam Sundar, you can immediately recognize that this Shyam Sundar deity has manifested from the lotus chest of Srimati Radha Rani, and also Radha Rani also is a self-manifested Suyambhu.
Yes, Prabhuji. I might have taken darshan, but I don't remember. That's the problem.
Now we will never forget. Yeah,
because we visited Sevakunj.
Generally, all the devotees who visit Vrindavan by default, they visit this Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar temple.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, Padma Mataji.
So in the chat window, Sukhsagari Mataji is asking, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Prabhupada. Prabhu, any info on Ganga Mata Goswami also?
Actually, I have never come across the identity of Ganga Mata Goswami. It's mostly these personalities mentioned either in by Kavi Karnapur, because he used to ask to his father, Shivananda Sen, Papa, is this personality from Krishna Lila like that? He used to confirm, and then some personalities are also mentioned in Prema Vilas. Ganga Mata Goswami, the eternal identity is not.
Beautiful, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. So much beautiful. Really encyclopedia of everything, Prabhu. Everything is
Pancha Kalpa Taurubhyasya.
Pancha Kalpa Taurubhyasya Prabhupada Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Shubhyasya Granara Sri Mahapatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jeevana Gaura Haridas Prabhu Ji Ki Jai
Hare Krishna.
Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you
for the very, very wonderful everybody from Chennai. Super.
Prabhu already left. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much.
Chat with me tomorrow. Hari Bol.
Hari Hari
Bol. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.